You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast, where we focus on the Bible and invite you to test what is taught in light of what the Scriptures teach.
Welcome to Season 12, Episode 11 of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soker. In this season, we're focusing on 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 11, and the need to add to our faith. We began by looking at how faith is the foundation. And then we talked about the different characteristics that we are to add to our faith. Last week, we talked about the fact that we are to grow in these things, grow in these qualities, and what it says about us if we lack these qualities. In this episode, we're going to be talking about what Peter said about being all the more diligent. Let's get started. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 11. Now for this very reason also, applying all diligence, in your faith supply moral excellence, and in your moral excellence, knowledge, and in your knowledge, self-control, and in your self-control, perseverance, and in your perseverance, godliness, and in your godliness, brotherly kindness, and in your brotherly kindness, love. For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they render you neither useless nor unfruitful in the true knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these qualities is blind or short-sighted, having forgotten his purification from his former sins. Therefore, brethren, be all the more diligent to make certain about his calling and choosing you, for as long as you practice these things, you will never stumble. For in this way the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be abundantly supplied to you. We're focusing on verse 10 in this episode, where Peter said, "Be all the more diligent to make certain about his calling and choosing you, for as long as you practice these things, you will never stumble." We talked about in the last episode about verses 8 and 9, where Peter said that we are to increase in these qualities so that we are not useless or unfruitful, that we don't want to lack these qualities, because if we lack these qualities, we are blind or short-sighted and have forgotten our purification from our former sins. We want to avoid being what Peter described in those verses. We don't want to be useless in our service to the Lord. We don't want to be unfruitful to Him. We don't want to be blind, spiritually speaking. We don't want to forget our purification and the forgiveness of sins that we have through the sacrifice of Christ. We don't want to forget those things. We don't want to be blind to those things. We don't want to be useless to the Lord. And so because we don't want to be described in that way, Peter said in verse 10, "Therefore, brethren, be all the more diligent." In fact, that is how, if you remember verse 5, how this started, he talked about diligence. "For this very reason also, applying all diligence in your faith, supply moral excellence and knowledge and self-control and all the other qualities that he listed," we have to be working. We have to be diligent. When we think about being or becoming what the Lord wants us to be, it's not something that's going to happen by accident. It's something that we have to be intentional about this. We have to be willing to work at this and put in the effort and make the sacrifice that we need to do in order to be who God wants us to be, so that we aren't useless or unfruitful or blind or forgetting our purification from our former sins. We have to be diligent. So he says there in verse 10, be all the more diligent to do two things. Number one, to make certain about his calling. And then number two, make certain about his choosing you. So we look at those two things. God calls us and God chooses us. And we are to be diligent to make certain about God's calling and his choosing us. Well, what is he talking about there in that verse? This calling and this choosing. And what part we have to play in making certain about God calling and choosing us. Well, if we first look at the calling part of this, over in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 14, we see how God calls us. 2 Thessalonians 2:14, "It was for this he called you through our gospel, that you may gain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. How are we called by God? We're called by God through the gospel. That's what he told the brethren in Thessalonica. That's how we are called. That's how everyone who has responded to the Lord, that's how they are called. Make certain about God's calling you. Well, what do we have to do in order to do that? Well, if you look over in Romans chapter 1, Paul said to the Thessalonians, we're called through the gospel. Well, he described the gospel in Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17, where he said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. But as it is written, but the righteous man shall live by faith. We are called by the gospel that is the power of God for salvation. It reveals the righteousness of God. And so what does that lead us to do? We're going to make certain about his calling us, and we are called by the gospel. What are we going to do? The righteous man shall live by faith. We obey the gospel, as Paul wrote about in Romans chapter 1 and verse 5, that he was sent as an apostle to bring about the obedience of faith among all the Gentiles. We are called by the gospel. By obeying it, by obeying the gospel, we make a commitment to live by faith. And so we make certain about his calling us by living by faith, by following him and serving him and doing those things that he has instructed us to do, which gets into the next point. Make certain about his choosing you. Paul talked about this over in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. It says, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and blameless before him in love. He chose us in Christ. God chose us. We'll make certain about that, Peter said. Well, how do we make certain about God choosing us? Notice what Paul said in Ephesians 1 and verse 4. He chose us so that we would be holy and blameless before him. There are a lot of people who believe that God chose specific individuals for salvation arbitrarily, but this text doesn't say that. This text says he chose a class of people. He chose people who would follow a certain way of living, who would pursue certain characteristics, that we would be holy and blameless before him. That's who he chose. How do we make certain God choosing us? Well, we act holy and blamelessly before him. It's what Paul said in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we would walk in them. How do we make certain about God choosing us? We live holy and blameless lives. We do the work that the Lord has given us to do. He has prepared those good works for us, and we should walk in them. And then back to 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 10. Be all the more diligent to make certain about his calling and choosing you. And then he says, for as long as you practice these things, as long as you are adding to your faith, as long as you're being diligent to make certain about his calling and choosing you, as long as you practice these things, you will never stumble. Do you ever think about what that means? You will never stumble. We have been called as Christians to overcome sin. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 1, John said that, my little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. That's the goal. That's what we're striving for. We're trying to not sin. Now, we understand that we have sinned. And even as Christians, we sometimes fall into sin. 1 John 1:8, if we say that we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves and the truth is not in us. But the goal is to not sin. The fact that we have sinned in the past or may sin in the future does not remove the responsibility from us to try to not sin, to overcome temptations when they come upon us. And so we are called to put away sin, but we sometimes sin. Why do we do that? Why do we sin? Well, the answer is back in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 10. Because Peter tells us the way to never stumble. As long as you practice these things, you will never stumble. As long as you are adding these qualities to your faith, you will never stumble. As long as you are diligent to make certain about his calling and choosing you, you will never stumble. What does that mean? What does it mean that we sin and why we sin? When Peter said, well, you can never stumble by doing these things, it means when we sin, it's because we've stopped doing these things. We've stopped adding to our faith. We've stopped being diligent to make certain about his calling and choosing us. To overcome sin, then, means we need to do more than just decide, well, we're going to stop sinning. And that, well, we're just going to, you know, resist temptation. We know that there's a way of escape every time we're tempted, and that's true. 1 Corinthians 10:13 tells us that. But it's more than just, well, I'm just going to not sin. It's good to have that determination to just not sin. But there's more to it than that. We also need to be actively practicing these things, adding to your faith moral excellence and knowledge and self-control and perseverance and godliness and brotherly kindness and love. Be diligent to make certain about his calling and choosing you. We have to actively do those things. And so Peter says there that if we do this, we will never stumble. And so we need to be about doing those things and being who God wants us to be. And that's not going to be something we stumble into. It's not going to be something that we just accidentally keep adding these things to our faith and therefore we overcome sin. Be all the more diligent. We need to be willing to do the work. We need to be willing to put in the effort so that we can be what God wants us to be.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, please visit plainbibleteaching.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching weekly newsletter. This free newsletter contains articles, audio, sermon outlines, current events, and more. Also, if you found this episode to be helpful, please share it with others.
Yesterday, I sent out a free PDF to Plain Bible Teaching subscribers that is a quarterly digital magazine, contains several articles on a particular topic. This one was Plain Bible Teaching on Sin. So there are several articles dealing with that topic of sin. If you're not on the mailing list, you can still get this free PDF by signing up at the website www.plainbibleteaching.com/subscribe. Next week, we're going to be finishing up this series and finishing up the season of the podcast by looking at the end of this discussion by Peter and the entrance into the eternal kingdom. Until then, I hope you have a great week.